I told you this was a bad idea, Mom said as I fanned my dad's face with a magazine that I'd quickly folded to serve as a means of generating airflow. I guess you were right. It seemed like he was doing okay at first, I pointed out as Mom gently lifted his head and slipped a pillow beneath it. I guess these things sort of sneak up on you. Mom ran her hand over Dad's forehead, a look of concern on her face. Do you think we should call the doctor? I'm sure he'll be fine, but I'm afraid he's going to have one heck of a headache when he wakes up. I stopped fanning and sat back on my heels. I have to say, I've never seen anyone sink to the ground in quite that manner. One minute he was sitting next to us on the sofa, and the next he was slithering to the floor like a rag doll. He tried to warn us, Mom pointed out. I know, I sighed. I just thought that if he tried it, he'd realize it really isn't that bad. I know how important this is to you. I appreciate the fact that you tried. I think he's opening his eyes.
Zoe?
My dad looked at me.
What happened?
We were watching the video and you passed out. I answered.
Oh, God.
Dad's hand flew to his mouth. It's okay, I encouraged him. Just breathe. Deep breath in, slow breath out. Dad did as instructed, but I have to admit that I've never seen anyone quite that shade of green. Okay, once again, I instructed. Deep breath in, slow breath out.
Should I get the bucket?
Mom asked. Yeah, that might be a good idea. Get a glass of water while you're at it, I added. I looked back toward my dad, who was still taking long, deep breaths as my mom waddled toward the kitchen. He was looking better, and his color had shifted from green to sort of a pale white. Maybe the bucket wouldn't be necessary after all. Can you sit up? I asked.
Maybe.
Dad tried to scoot up onto his forearms, but winced and laid his head back down. Are you hurt? I asked.
I don't think so. I guess I'm still dizzy.
Mom hurried into the room and knelt down next to Dad's head. She helped him to sit and then held the glass, feeding him the water like one would a child. I smiled at the domestic scene unfolding before me. Mom gently stroked Dad's cheek as he leaned back against the front of the sofa. I couldn't help but revel in the way the two people who had brought me into the world looked at each other with love in their eyes. It might have been a long and winding road to get here, but the one thing I'm sure of is that life is short, and you need to cherish special moments when you have them, rather than mourning the ones you might have missed along the way.
What happened?
My boyfriend, Zach Zimmerman, came into the boathouse I call home from the front drive, carrying the bags of groceries he'd offered to pick up. I borrowed the birthing video from Anissa, I explained.
Ah.
Zach needed no further explanation.
Maybe we should take him to the hospital to have him checked out.
Zach suggested after he'd deposited the bags he'd carried in and joined us near the sofa.
No, I'm fine.
Dad smiled weakly.
I'm mostly just embarrassed.
You were brave to try to watch the video.
Mom consoled him.
A lot of men would have just made some joke about birthing being women's work and used it as an excuse to sit it out in the waiting room rather than admitting to weakness of any kind.
Dad sat up the rest of the way and cupped Mom's cheek with his hand.
You, my dear, are kind. Too kind. I feel like I'm letting you down.
Never, Mom said as she helped Dad onto the sofa he'd recently slithered off of.
Zoe is happy to fill in as coach.
I am, I assured Dad. In fact, I'm looking forward to it.
I brought dinner,
Zach announced as I noticed the takeout bags mixed in among the grocery bags for the first time. I'm starving. I got up from my position on the floor, walked over to the tile counter that separated my small kitchen from the living area, and dug into the white paper bags.
Me too.
Mom stood up from where she was still sitting on the floor.
Hank?
She asked my dad.
I'm feeling better. I think I can eat. What did you bring?
Chinese. Zach informed us. My dad started to turn green again. Maybe some white rice to start, I suggested.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Dad agreed. Mom helped Dad to his feet.